Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. We are kicking off the charity t-shirt campaign that we run for a week every year. Get yours today at snark.cloud/shirt, where we celebrate the eighth wonder of the world, S3. Now let's figure out what happened last week. Amazon CloudFront adds fields for origin, latency, and ASN in real-time logs for more granular insights. Yes, and for larger AWS bills because you're charged for storage and ingest by the gigabyte. Amazon EC2 adds service quotas for Amazon Machine Images, declines to issue pronunciation guide, clarifying that AMI has three syllables. Amazon WorkDocs adds support for Apple Silicon MacBooks. Yeah, you get that I'm using an Apple Silicon desktop, specifically a Mac Studio, to record this, right? Not everything's a laptop. AWS Control Tower now available in GovCloud US regions. That's right. Welcome to AWS Federal Control Tower. There's a revolution brewing. Announcing increased AWS IAM Identity Center default quota values. That's right, out of the box, the database will now hold more data. Announcing AWS Parameters and Secrets Lambda extension. This is awesome, but when it dropped, I could not find any documentation showing how to do this, so it's more of a theoretical capability than one I can use right now. Once it comes out, I'm super interested to see how it goes. Announcing camera stream pause and resume on AWS Panorama. This new feature was clearly requested by someone in the very early stages of planning a bank heist. Announcing Red Hat Enterprise Linux workstation on AWS. That's right, if you are using Red Hat Enterprise Linux in production, it's probably a holdover from when that was the only thing that Rackspace would support. You're probably not a Rackspace customer. You can get rid of that. Announcing remote reboot for AWS Panorama. That's right, you no longer have to walk across the factory floor to restart something. You can continue growing into your chair. How can I get insights into my portfolio with AWS Cost Explorer? Yes, that's the title. And you can probably get it in much the same way as you can fix a wristwatch that's losing time with a claw hammer, in my experience.
This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS morning brief. That's split.io/AWS morning brief.
Migrate Google Cloud for MySQL to Amazon Aurora MySQL. Some dim bulb at each cloud provider came up with the idea that the best source of new business was apparently to steal workloads from other cloud providers rather than focusing on net new business or migrating existing workloads in, and now we're stock reading nonsense like this. Host code server on Amazon SageMaker. That's right, completely ignoring Cloud9 and Amazon Workspaces, SageMaker is intent on rebuilding all of AWS within its own dominion in ways that cost more. Working backwards from Vision Zero to improve road safety. Yeah, nearly 1 in 5 Amazon delivery drivers were injured in 2021, not to mention how many third parties were killed. Note as well that Amazon deliberately outsources delivery to a sea of contractors in a move that's designed to cut both costs and liability. So I don't want to hear anything from Amazon about improving road safety until it addresses this very large, very deadly elephant in the room. Sit down. And finally, changes to AWS certification exam delivery. Pearson VUE motto, keep your hands where we can see them, has done such a good job of alienating test takers that they're now the sole administrator of AWS certification exams. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. You'll hear much more from me this week. Remember, snark.cloud/shirt to get your limited edition S3 Eighth Wonder of the World charity t-shirt to benefit our friends at 826 National.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.